whenever you daven, you make a bracha, you learn, it always has to be done with your hands clean. You have to wash your hands before you do all of those things. Now, we mentioned how this washing is not the same halachos of general washing for bread. Issues like using a kos, or washing three times on each hand. Those things are not required for davening, and for learning, and for brachos. You just need to wash your hands regularly in order to, under the sink, in order to daven, in order to learn. Now, if you know you touched a problematic place, which is defined as a covered part of the body, or a part of the body that's usually dirty, so then you need to wash, and that is an absolute chiyuv. You must wash then before you daven, before you learn, before you say Kriya Shema, before you make a bracha. If water's not available, so then we move on to rubbing it on wood or onto a garment. You're allowed to do it on your own garment. That's if you know for sure that your hands are dirty. If you have stam hands, meaning you don't know for sure that they're dirty, you don't know for sure that they're clean, but you have no reason to necessarily think that you touched a place that's not clean, so then when it comes to brachos and kriya shema and learning, you can assume that they're clean. If you don't know for sure that they're dirty. So, if you, on a regular morning seder, you know, you daven shachris, then you went to eat breakfast, you had cereal, you weren't like eating like, you know, something very dirty where you're rubbing your hands in it, you know, eating, I don't know, very moist and chocolatey rugelach, and you got chocolate all over your fingers, and then you were licking them, and then you were scratching your back because you're allergic to chocolate and it makes you itch. You know, it wasn't a situation like that. You ate breakfast with a spoon, and now you come to the base bench, so there's no reason to think your hands are dirty. You don't have to wash. But if you know your hands are dirty or you touched a covered part of your body, so then you have to. If not, if it's stam, so then for davening, and for learning, for brachos, even for kriya shema, you don't have to wash your hands. But for Shmona Esrei, for actual tefillah, you do, even with stam hands. And therefore, whenever we come in for mincha and ma'ariv, we should be washing our hands first. Because to make a bracha to learn, you don't need to. With stam hands. But for davening, then you have to. And as I mentioned, the Rambam writes, there are a bunch of things that are ma'akev, I'll take a question in a second, that are ma'akev tefillah. Ma'akev means that if you don't do them, you're not yotze. And one of the things he mentions there is washing. Now, he says you have to wash your hands. He says in the morning, you have to wash your hands, your face, and your feet. Now, that I imagine is because they walked around more barefoot back then. Their feet got dirty often. Nowadays, we wear socks. We wear shoes. I don't think you have to take off your socks and shoes, you know, before and wash your feet every morning before you come to davening. But the idea that you have to like wash out your mouth, you know, brush your teeth, wash out your mouth, wash your hands. So that is something that's important for shachris in the morning. But for a regular tefillah, you just need to wash your hands. We don't passing like that Rambam that it's ma'akev. But I'm quoting that in order to stress the severity of the issue and how serious you should take it. The last point that I'll make is during davening. While you're davening, if we are washing our hands before we daven in order to make sure that we're clean, so alachas kama v'kama mistama, we should make sure that during davening that we remain clean during davening, and we shouldn't touch parts of our body that are dirty. It means while you're davening and while we're learning, but certainly while you're davening Shmona Esrei, you shouldn't be scratching your hair. That's why you see people take their kippah and like do like this with their kippah. That's why they're doing that, because they don't want to touch their scalp. You shouldn't stick your hands into your shirt or into your pants or, you know, inside here. You shouldn't be doing any of that during davening. You should be keeping your hands clean. There is a sheet of the Gra, and I meant onto your skin. There is a sheet of the Gra. The Gra writes that discharges from your nose and from your ear are okay, and you don't have to wash if you do that. Discharges, yes. So, but the post can point out that what the Gra meant by that, this kula of the Gra, the nose picking and ear picking kula of the Gra, only refers, and a lot of people don't know this, to the discharges once they've been discharged. But to stick your finger into your nose, to stick your finger into your ear, those are mekomos hamechusos, and that would be a problem. You'd need to wash your hands. What the Gra said was that if you sneeze onto your hand, or if earwax falls out and it's outside of your ear and you touch it, so that's not going to be a problem for davening. That's the kula of the Gra. But that does not mean that you're allowed to stick your finger into your nose or into your ear during davening. And therefore, we should try as best as we can, for other reasons as well, but certainly, in addition, for davening, we should try to maintain a high level of hygiene. I don't have to tell you this, it's like a famous thing, but I will end by saying this and then take Johnny's question, that historically, the Jews maintained very high levels of hygiene and cleanliness because of these halachos. And you should know that during the plagues, during the Middle Ages, when many, many people, I believe in the bubonic plague, I believe 3/4, if I'm not getting it wrong, I know it sounds like a staggering number, it's either 1/4 or 3/4, we'll have to Wikipedia it, which is a verb, we'll have to Wikipedia it later and see, I think 3/4 of the population of certain areas of Europe died during the Black Plague or the bubonic plague. And the Jews survived in such a disproportionate way that it was able to fuel the libel that the Jews were the ones who poisoned the wells and they were the ones who caused the plague. Now, the Jews drank from the same wells as the Gentile population, but yet they were able to pass off this. They were able to get people to believe this lie that the Jews were the ones who caused the plague because so many Jews didn't die from the plague. And historians... Now, certainly, we could say, oh, it's Hashkacha, and Hashem was protecting us, and I'm not saying that that's not true. But sometimes Hashem protects us through Derech HaTeva ways. And historians argue that the reason why the Jews were less affected by the plague was because of our high level of hygiene. And that we wouldn't daven, we wouldn't make brachas, we wouldn't eat. If our hands were dirty, we washed our hands regularly. Something, those things that nowadays are just obvious hygiene, that if somebody sneezes on your hand, you wash your hand before before eating chicken fingers with your hands, that was not known back then, and therefore this is something that protected the Jews. The halacha protected the Jews during that time.